The Hospital for Sick Children is warning doctors and hospitals about an inflammatory brain disease in children that is too frequently being misdiagnosed and not properly treated. What is it, doctor?
Well, this is called primary angiitis of the central nervous system. It's a small vessel, blood vessel disease, arterial disease, in this case affecting the brain. But we have to be very careful, Steve. This is an extremely rare condition. So this warning out to physicians has to be taken in context. In children, inflammation of the arteries, that is large ones, medium ones, and small ones, have differing incidence. So the large vessel diseases usually are about 12, anywhere between 12 to 50 children per 100,000. This is on order of magnitude less than that. So a very rare disease, difficult to diagnose because it's so rare. What they're recommending, though, is if a child presents with unexplained headaches, psychiatric changes, stroke features, those kind of, and the progression of these conditions over a specified time, you should suspect this particular type of what we call vasculitis or inflammation of the arterial network. The only way to diagnose this, in this case, this particular type of inflammation of the arteries affects the brain, the blood vessels of the brain. Because the blood vessels are so small, you can't do angiography or where you can image the arterial network or do an MRI, which shows some changes. You have to do a brain biopsy. So the way to diagnose is obviously very invasive. So it's really the only way right now. So their study, which was presented in The Lancet, looked at once it's diagnosed, there are immunosuppressive medications that can be used that seem to work quite well at preventing the deterioration in these children and in some cases reversing the process altogether. So the warning is simply a means of raising awareness, but also for parents to understand that this is a very, very rare disease, that there are other types of vasculitis that occur in children that are much more common, that are much easier to diagnose because you usually see rashes or other types of organ involvement that lead to a diagnosis. But in this case, this particular one, again, it's called primary angiitis of the central nervous system, is very rare, and now they have a potential treatment that can be used and start another series of rounds of investigation to try and find other ways to diagnose this much more quickly.
But as I understood it, the warning was that if the physicians are totally puzzled and are vacillating between whether this is epilepsy or maybe it's multiple sclerosis, might be atypical autism, might be encephalitis, might be meningitis, that this also has to be considered along with those possibilities.
That's correct. But usually this type of disease will progress. So you will see, normally in other disease states, you'll see a specific pattern, or it'll remit, or you'll see it sort of develop into in a particular direction. It's when it doesn't go in that direction. It's when you start to say, you know, this doesn't fit the pattern you'd expect for this particular disease. That's why they're giving this particular information out, that consider this as a particular diagnosis, send the child off for evaluation in order to rule that out. But it's usually when it doesn't fit the pattern of the specific diseases you mentioned that should raise the index of suspicion.
Okay, thank you, doctor.
You're welcome, Steve.